reports emerged this week that political groups tied to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay have paid Mr. DeLay's wife and daughter $500,000 in recent years for a variety of services. Disclosure forms filed with the Federal Election Commission say that since 2001, Christine DeLay and Danny DeLay Farrow were paid fundraising fees for campaign management or simply in the form of payroll. Now, there are no laws forbidding the family members of public leaders from working plum jobs in politics still. Revelations this week, along with other investigations into Mr. DeLay's ethical judgment, stirred some concerns in Washington, D.C. that he may become a liability to the Republican Party that he leads in the House. Ross Ramsey is the editor of Texas Weekly and joins us from KUT in Austin. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And is this a bigger story in Washington than it is in Texas?
So far it is. DeLay had a relatively close election contest in November. He got through it fine. He's got 18 months before there's an election. He's off in Washington. It's kind of theirs at this point.
Let me ask you about these most recent revelations. What kind of duties are we talking about, and how unusual, unprecedented is this?
Well, you know, Danny Farrow has been doing fundraising for a long time. She does stuff for her dad. She does stuff for other groups, you know, some of which are associated with her father. There's a thing down here called Texans for a Republican Majority that helped put a Republican majority in the Texas House. She did some fundraising for that group. It's more unusual to see a political spouse being paid to do what, frankly, most political spouses already do.
Such as?
You know, they hang back. You know, you go to a fundraiser, the politician walks out, the spouse hangs back a little bit to see what people are really saying, those kinds of things. In this case, you know, Mrs. DeLay was involved in sort of the final say on Tom DeLay's scheduling and stuff. I guess the man bites dog aspect of this is a politician paying his wife to do political work for him.
And would it be an acceptable argument to say, well, I realize a lot of spouses work for free and they're fools. If you can figure out a way to pay them, why not?
Well, you know, you have to split between unusual and, you know, is this a wrong thing to do? I don't know if I'd go that far. It's certainly unusual.
And of course, there are allegations about some of the trips that Mr. DeLay has taken.
Mm-hmm. I guess there are a couple that have jumped into the news lately. One was a trip to a resort in the South Asia. Another was a trip to the artist formerly known as the Soviet Union. But if you go on a trip and if it's government business, then the government should pay for it. And
yeah,
if it wasn't government business, was it something that would have been available if you were, you know, mm-hmm, working at Walmart? And I guess the answer here is that probably wouldn't have been available to him if he'd been a manager at Walmart.
Not to prejudge anything, but I'm wondering if you could, to use a very much what's become a phrase of our time, what's the tipping point in Texas? At what point does it become difficult for Mr. DeLay to say this is unwanted hounding? And at what point do Republicans say, you know, this is really more fuss than we want to put up with?
The trick is when it becomes uncomfortable to be one of his supporters. If you're in Congress with him, or if you're a Texas political leader and someone says, you know, what do you think about Tom DeLay? At the moment that becomes embarrassing for another Republican to say, yeah, Tom DeLay's a friend of mine, you know, I stand with him, that's the tipping point. We're not there yet.
Ross Ramsey, editor of Texas Weekly, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.